On a beach north of Port Washington, Bill Miller has his binoculars out and, over the course of a few minutes, identifies the bird species that he sees.
Caspian tern, yellow-rumped warbler, there are red-breasted mergansers, ruby-crowned kinglet, common loon.
Miller writes the names of the birds in a notebook, walks over to put his hand in Lake Michigan, and then begins to walk west. Over the next 3 weeks, Miller hopes to hike trails and lightly traveled roads all the way to the Mississippi River, cataloging the bird species he hears and sees along the way. Miller says one reason he's on the journey is that many birds aren't doing all that well.
One-third of our bird species are in decline. People need to learn about that because there's a lot that is happening to help to deal with some of those problems. And there's a lot more that needs to happen.
Miller's statewide walk will also bring in at least $4,000 in pledges. The money will go to the Natural Resources Foundation's Bird Protection Fund as part of the foundation's annual Great Wisconsin Birdathon that hopes to raise $40,000. Friends of Miller will occasionally join him on the walk. This morning, Noel Cutright of the Wisconsin Society for Ornithology was on hand, partly to tease his fellow bird watcher.
He's crazy.
But, Cutright adds, Miller's mission is important and possibly unique.
I don't know if anyone in Wisconsin has ever done a walk to raise money for bird conservation, and trying to do a trip from coast to coast across southern Wisconsin is a pretty wild endeavor.
Bill Miller isn't just someone who documents bird species. He'll speak about the birds with a passion, even for the robin.
For a very, very common bird, you know, people get kind of used to it. It's always in their yards. But it's an actual lovely singer. It's one of the most beautiful bird songs of common birds that we have.
Miller says his interest in birds started when he was 7 years old and an aunt gave him a set of bird books. Now, almost 60 years later, he'll be walking about 10 miles a day for birds, in part because his daughter recently gave him a verbal push.
And Hannah, who's 20, turns to me and says, "So, Dad, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting until you actually can't do it?"
Miller hopes to make it as far as the village of Fredonia tonight. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Port Washington.